I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so you've been dating this person for 9 months, and Halloween's coming up. You know what? No, you've been dating them for 3 years. Changed it. Every Halloween, you've noticed that they're like, oh, we should do couples costumes. So for the first one, they're like, I'll be Norman Bates, and you be the lady that dies in Psycho. And then the next year, I'll be Jack Nicholson in The Shining, and you be his wife. And then the next year, like every year, it's like someone, it's a couple's costume, but it's like one of the people kills the other person, and you're always the person that gets killed. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick. Kelly. No.
Okay, the percentage of the time that we get that right,
it's amazing.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's amazing. And that was my B. I should have gone last because I feel like the person that does the hot take usually goes last. So I shouldn't. And usually we do this.
I usually, just try to follow the order of the room.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You guys want to do it right now?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Callie. Okay.
Yay! We did it. Well, just so, for the listeners, so they know who's talking.
No, that's
yeah, that's true.
That is
they
true.
Can know whose voice is who.
Yeah.
And if they could just be meeting us right now, they might not even
they
know
might
that.
Be meeting us.
So nice to meet you.
I also don't want like anyone to misattribute some bullshit quote from one of you guys to me or some wackadoo opinion. Like, oh, that would be the worst, that they're like, oh, when Patrick shipped Mrs. Weasley and Hagrid, like, wouldn't you be mortified?
You don't want me to get credit for your gross ships?
No, or the other way around. I'm trying to say, put yourself in my shoes.
Well, I'm glad we clarified. No, your boyfriend wants to murder you.
Right?
Does he want to murder you?
He wants to live the fantasy of murdering you. Mm. He wants the fantasy of him being a killer.
And he always wants to do a really intense photo shoot.
When you say really, is like with a photographer?
Yeah.
Or he sets up all the cameras?
He rents a camera.
Okay.
And he sets it all up. And he's like, it's like an interactive, I should have saved this for the beginning.
Wait, he does like a pop-up.
Yeah.
Interactive horror thing.
It's just for you,
photo shoot.
Where he murders you.
Yeah.
And it's always fictional characters?
Yes.
Okay.
It's never like Ted Bundy.
Okay.
Does he ever do like this sort of act out stuff for any other like fandoms, or is it just horror movies and just killing you?
Well, sometimes it's not horror movies. It could be any character that kills another character.
So but like sometimes he makes you talented, Mr. Ripley.
Yes. He makes you Jude Law, and then he's Matt Damon. And basically, you guys just look the same. Which,
but
that
like,
photo,
kinda hot.
Those photos are probably really cool.
No, they're really cool. Yeah. The photos always look really cool, and he's really talented at setting up a photo shoot. So it looks amazing. Like, people always are like, wow, that looks so cool. It looks like a movie.
I mean, this is the answer to most of our things. I think you just have to have a conversation. Like, I think you just have to be like, have you noticed?
Yeah.
That you're always killing me.
And what if he's just like, okay, I don't know. No, I don't. And he's like, oh, weird. I never noticed it. And then he's like, okay, I know this is going to, like, I know we just talked about it. It's going to sound weird, but I have a really good idea for next year.
Oh, what's that? And remember, I just said the killing
Leatherface. I'm Leatherface.
And?
You're just a person that comes into Leatherface's house.
See, that's the problem. Like, why can't I be Hellraiser and you're Leatherface?
I just feel like it's like, well, where could they possibly, how could they, I can't
it's
imagine.
It's not romantic.
This isn't fanfic, Ryan. This is a couple's costume based.
Okay, but then, okay. Okay, well then what about Freddy versus Jason? What if you're Freddy and I'm Jason?
Which one wins in that?
I don't know.
I think they both
lose.
I imagine
they
just
win.
Murder
it's
each
like
other
kind of
over
a draw.
Over.
Jason cuts off Freddy's head at the end, but then the final frame is Freddy winking at the camera after being decapitated.
I think we find it's like it's all nothing moot. Means anything.
It okay, that movie well, doesn't mean anything. Okay, but it's awesome.
It's pretty fun. I mean, we were waiting for it, guys. We need more of those things.
So then, okay, fine. You would be Jason.
Oh, you want
you
me to
Freddy.
Be
Freddy You're
because
Freddy.
I get my
I'm
head
Jason.
Cut off.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
But he doesn't want to shoot the images of the winking.
Okay.
I think that I'm feeling better about it now
because
it's less like because Psycho. That's a murderer and a
victim.
I mean, yeah, she's stealing money and stuff, but she's an innocent victim and she's defenseless and like it's really it's not a fight as much as it's a murder.
Yeah, and it's like it's a like, real world kind of scary too.
Yes. But if it's like, if you want to win in the fantasy of our photo shoots and our costumes.
It's always, though, you dying and him being the killer. Like, even, okay, he's like Godzilla. I'm going to be Godzilla and you're a person.
I mean, maybe I
do want to be part of that photo shoot.
Yeah,
that sounds exciting.
That sounds amazing. All the force perspective.
Yeah, and it all looks good. It looks really good.
Oh, that's interesting. So he's not really collaborating.
No, wow. he's not listening for your ideas.
I would say he has to, if it's going to be like that, if he's going to direct and won't budge, he's got to pay your day rate.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
If
you want to direct the photo shoot and not make it like, because it's not like a fun couples thing to me. Like,
you're just
kind of pushing me around and it's your thing and they're beautiful and I'm happy to do it with you. But I mean, this is a fucking job at this point.
Oh, well, interesting.
I mean, that's amazing.
Money. Interesting. That's really good. That's good.
But does that make you sort of a prostitute then? If like this is part of your couple's relationship?
I mean,
no, you can work.
Are you
getting paid?
No. Models and actors.
Oh, wait. Are you fucking during the photo shoot?
No, you're
Sorry,
not
that's a good
fucking.
Question.
No. You're not fucking during the photo shoot. Okay.
But immediately after.
After.
While
so,
you're
like,
wearing the costume?
He's like taking off the makeup and like, it's always mid takeoff costume. So like
you're like half.
You're half what you were.
Okay.
You're half. That is like the best breakup line ever. You are half of what you were.
Oh jeez.
You used to be a xenomorph and now you're but half of one.
Is that for the Alien versus Predator?
Yes, that's the Alien versus
Predator.
Wait,
who wins
shoot.
In that one?
I mean there are so many aliens and a lot of aliens die.
Okay, and so you have to be in a whatever, like a
you have to be one an
of
alien
the aliens,
that
one
dies.
Of the
aliens
that
dies, and he's Predator.
Yeah,
is he like this? Okay, what about at Christmas time when you're like, if you're throwing a Christmas party and you need to decorate, like what is his attitude?
He's like,
then?
He's like, I have a great idea for a photo shoot. You are Jesus. I am
a Roman.
We're gonna do a photo shoot.
Wait, but we're throwing a party. It's a party.
Oh, no.
We're having people over.
Also, that's
Easter.
Fine.
You're just...
No. Okay, wait.
He's bored.
What if he wants to be...
What does he want to be, Kyle?
He wants to be... what's his name? Robert Downey Jr. from Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And you get to be the bad guy who gets shot in the face.
Yes. And it's for Christmas, you're having people over, right?
Right.
Sure.
So it's an installation. Oh, yeah, sure. One scene from Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
He's got the gun pointed at you.
Does it
for an hour.
For an hour, and then he does it, and then he has to put a sheet in front for another hour, reset, put it back, does it again.
Is an exhausting person. I think it more
it's
than
only at holidays. Otherwise, it's always
there's
whatever
so
you want to do.
Holidays.
It's only Christmas and Halloween.
He's like
and Easter
and Easter and Flag Day and the 4th of July.
Okay, but aside from those days, non-holiday days, whatever you want to do, he does no matter what. Like whatever he's like, oh yeah, I'm down for whatever.
Right. So if it's like Thanksgiving and you want to do the true story of Thanksgiving,
oh,
like if you like,
well,
a,
remember
like
it's not ever real people. So he can't be Jesus. He has to be Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. So it can't be real people. It has to be a story from a movie. So he's like, how dare you insult my art? I would never do it about real people.
Jeez, this guy. I don't.
Yeah.
I think
he's got to go.
He's got to go. It's not okay, it's not even about the murder thing anymore.
Then you break up with him. Uh-huh. And then he calls you and he's like, I will pay 3 times your day rate for you to do a photo shoot for this Halloween.
And he's like, I'm not trying to get you back.
No.
But this is, you're the best model I've ever worked
with. Yeah, and we make great art together.
And that's true. You do know the art's really good.
And he knows your day rate.
3 times
you
a day rate?
Him.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I would do it.
3 times your day rate. I mean, you take 3 times your day rate.
Yeah.
It means you're working holidays.
That's fine. That's true. Money, you gotta make that
I think you leave with your costume on so you don't accidentally have sex with him.
But if you are ever half what you were, it'll happen.
Yeah, you can't start to take off your costume.
Because then you're going to slide back, and then Christmas is going to be a mess again. No backsliding.
And then suddenly his house is decorated like Nakatomi Plaza, and you know that you are going to be falling from the top of that thing.
I know. Oh.
Yeah.
But take the money, for sure.
Yeah, take the money, for sure.
No, I don't have one.
Okay. I mean, here's the thing. The best couple costume would be a couple that respect each other.
Yes.
That love each other.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And listen to each other's needs and entertain each other's needs.
Yes. No matter how ooky they may be.
Oh.
Or spooky.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or altogether kooky? Is that one of them? Adam's
Family
is out.
Yay.
We love the Adam's Family.
Yeah.
I would say.
I haven't seen the movie, the most recent. But I love everything up till now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the movie that comes out today.
Are we excited about the new one? Like, where are we, like, temperature-wise on that?
I honestly will probably wait for Netflix on this one. Not anything against it. I don't love the animation style.
Yeah.
So,
me
like,
either.
From just what I've seen, I'm not, like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait for this iteration of the Addams Family. But I don't by any means have any ill will against it. Like, I'm going to watch it eventually. It's the Addams Family.
Yeah. I don't want to see it on the. There's nothing about it that's like, I got to see it in a dark room on a big screen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I could put it on the TV while I knit something. Fine.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a three-legged.
Three-legged baby.
Yeah, that's onesie.
Onesie. Yeah. I mean, I'm mostly just bummed that Gomez isn't hot.
He's so unhot.
He's really unhot. It's
weird.
Upsetting.
Yeah.
Like, it's like someone was like, oh, he has to look like Uncle Fester.
Which I get.
But no,
but
he doesn't.
But does he?
No.
Also,
I like it better when they all look like they're just weirdos from different places.
Yeah.
Like, Pugsley doesn't look like Wednesday.
Yeah.
Pugsley looks a little bit like Uncle Fester.
Yes, but still, they don't have to all match.
No, I agree. And in fact, like the sort of like monster, like the sort of sample platter of like classic movie monsters is what I find appealing about the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, I think it's kind of cruel that we know what Oscar Isaac looks like.
It's cruel to us.
And the whole time we know. And then what we see is very different.
Falls very short.
Do you think there could ever be like a special edition where they just replace the Gomez model with Oscar Isaac?
Like live
Mary
action.
Poppins?
Yeah, just like he just pops in there. That's Everyone great. Else stays the same.
That's great.
But he's just off.
Is he in like a green suit? Like because he
probably,
was
probably, yeah. He's in a mocap suit.
Okay.
With the little balls everywhere.
Because that's how they shoot those DreamWorks animations, right?
Probably.
Yeah, full mocap.
I mean, this seems like a strange film.
Yeah, no, it's
probably
strange.
Also probably not going to go to see that in theaters. I'll wait for that to hit Netflix. But sure, yeah, I'll watch that.
But I think Morticia and Gomez,
yeah,
are the best.
Yeah, I would say the best.
Yeah, because they admire each other. They are similar but also different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they also love every part of that about each other.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They support each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're thrilled with each other. They're like amused by each other all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
And I feel like since the beginning, when it was like really common to have like nagging wife and like abusive husband,
mm-hmm. right?
They were never that.
No, well, because like so much of that kind of bullshit dynamic is born out of like disinterest in each other, and Morticia and Gomez are never disinterested in each other.
They've chosen each other,
yeah,
forever,
and they continue to choose each other every day.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like passionate about each other, but they're still good parents.
Yeah,
which I think a lot of times you'll see people who are fictional characters who are super passionate about each other. And then their kids are kind of like an afterthought because they only have so much time in the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they make time.
I mean, it is interesting the way good parent is defined in the context of the Addams Family.
They nurture their interests. They're supportive of them. Yeah,
they do. I mean, the children are often put in harm's way.
Yes.
But everyone loves it, so I guess it's okay.
I mean, Morticia will always step in to keep Wednesday from killing Pugsley at the last moment, which is sweet for a mom to do, you know?
Yeah. Well, and also, I think it's they're the right kind of, like, support our child versus, like, what other people are saying.
Mm.
Like, not to a point of, like, oh, my little prince or princess is, like, always right and, like, everyone else is wrong. But they realize that the world expects a lot of bullshit from people because they experience that themselves. And so they're like, you know what? My kid's awesome, and I know it.
Right.
And I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Here's an uncomfortable question.
Uh-oh.
Are Gomez and Morticia anti-vaxxers?
Well, don't they have, like, magic or something on their side?
I don't know.
I don't think they're anti-vaxxers.
I don't think they're anti-vaxxers.
They certainly didn't vaccinate their kids.
I mean,
they're not anti-vaxxers, like, taking to Twitter to tell people that it's causing autism. Yeah. But they did not take their children to a doctor to get vaccinated.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't be shocked if in Addams Family tradition, babies get shot up with a little bit of a lot of diseases, which kind of vaccination.
You know what they do? Yeah, you know what they do? This is Addams Family style. They expose their child to various illnesses.
Just put it in like a pit that's in the backyard for a while.
Throw it in like a leper colony.
Yes, and then they bring it out.
Yep, now immune to leprosy.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. That's how that works.
Exactly.
Just a little bit of leprosy will cure you.
Like, they purposely give their baby chicken pox, and then now, baby doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and polio. Yeah. And all polio.
And malaria.
And malaria.
Or they do some kind of, like, you know, a horror version of a vaccine. You know, like, put blood on it or something.
Sure. Or
Granny could make something in the basement.
Yeah, totally. Potions and stuff. Some kind of, like, bug thing that, like, crawls inside and gives them all, like, the diseases temporarily. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because we have to deal with, like, uncomfortable questions.
I think we do.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm thinking of the movies, because I don't think the TV show was capable of this at the time. Do we have a How They Met story? Or have we ever seen how they found each other?
I think they, as far as I know, they just always were. You know, like, it's in the tradition of the TV show from the, when did it originally air? 60s? Early 60s?
Yeah.
You know, and as was the style at the time, the theme song tells you the backstory.
Right.
So from episode one, we're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, we get it.
And you get, you know, three bars of exposition at the top to let you know.
Totally.
So I think that's, as far as I know, that's their only origin story outside of, like, probably AO3.
Yeah, I'm sure someone's written it or dreamed it.
Mm-hmm.
So are you trying to, like, come up with what you think they're?
No, I'm just thinking about them and how
how
they found each other. Because from what we see, I mean, they have lots of extended family.
Okay, so I'm
finding
season two, episode two of the Addams Family. Morticia's Romance, part one. The second episode of the second season, Gomez wishes Morticia a happy 13th wedding anniversary, aww, the lucky one. The rest of the Addams family slide down the fireman's pole, and the children ask to hear the story of how their parents met.
Yay! Origin episode.
Already doing this in season two.
Yeah, and honestly, if I was in the writer's room, I would have been pitching it season one. Yeah, we gotta know.
How did they meet?
Morticia says her sister, Aunt Ophelia, was originally supposed to marry Gomez.
I love this.
Grandmama thought it was time for Gomez to marry, so she arranged for her old school chum from Hampton High, Hester Frump, to bring their daughter, Ophelia, to meet him. She also brought along Morticia. Gomez was not attracted to Ophelia, but fell for Morticia at first sight. Ophelia felt fine about Gomez and announced their betrothal to the family. As they're getting to know each other, Gomez let Morticia play with his trains. She first saw a thing there, flipping a train switch, and she didn't find him peculiar. Gomez says he'd been his friend since childhood. Morticia came up with the idea of a train wreck on her own, but Gomez already had a dynamite plunger wired up to the set. When Morticia spoke French to Gomez, it cleared his sinuses and cured his bronchitis. They realized
this is amazing. I wish...
Maybe that's why the Gomez's the Addams don't need vaccines, is because you just speak French to them.
They're cured.
Amazing.
And they realized they were in love. They sought the advice of her uncle Fester and his cousin It about breaking the betrothal, but they were no help. The star-crossed lovers were about...
very rarely helpful.
Yeah.
It no, but and Fester, that fucking brain trust.
No
her
way.
Uncle Fester? That's...
Yeah.
I mean, that's not consistent with what we know of the family tree in the movie,
that's
right?
Interesting, because that's his brother.
Typo, right?
I don't know. This is Addams Family Wiki from the original TV series.
I feel like there's differences.
I think there's probably differences. The star-crossed lovers were about to shoot themselves when Thing snatched their guns away.
Good work, Thing.
Good job, Thing. There was an attempted suicide of teenagers on sitcom TV in the 60s.
Yeah, but it was a real gas back then.
It probably wasn't an epidemic.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the rest of the story. So that was part one. Part two.
Oh, my
gosh.
Kids
are like, we need to know more. And they're like, you have to wait till tomorrow night. Next night.
They're really stretching that anniversary.
Yeah, they are.
This is what they do? They sit and talk to their kids all night on their 13th
anniversary? It was the 60s. Nothing on TV.
Well, no, that's why they said, we got to go.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Uncle Fester comes to the wedding. The wedding's still going on.
Oh,
Morticia
no.
asked again for his help. With Ophelia. He suggested finding Ophelia another man and went to talk to Gomez's cousin It. It and Ophelia took a stroll in the garden and fell in the quicksand. Gomez went down to the secret tunnel to be alone with his thoughts, but Morticia went to look for him in the playroom, heard cousin Fungus's cackling, and followed it through the secret tunnel to find Gomez. The wedding ceremony proceeded, but when the officiant asked if anyone objected, Gomez finally mustered the courage to say so. Ophelia was unfazed, as she had fallen for cousin It anyway, leaving Gomez and Morticia free to marry. The end.
Yay.
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 So Ophelia and It are a couple?
I guess so.
I mean, because it seems to be only two really creepy families.
They're two families.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Who falls for It in the movies? Is it...
It's
the lawyer's wife.
So
the sneaky, mean lawyer who wants to force them into selling the mansion so he can get his payday.
Yeah.
He has, like, this very sweet wife who's kind of, like, under thumb and doesn't really get to express herself. Mm. And then when she meets It at the party, cousin It at the party, she sort of, blushes.
She likes
it. Alive a little bit. It's
and then they
nice.
Have kids in Addams Family Values, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Is that Joan Cusack?
No.
She's the baddie that...
But I thought she ends up with somebody, too.
She is in Addams Family Values, the con woman who marries Fester and tries... Or I'm sorry, the black widow who marries Fester.
Yes.
In order to kill
him. Does she end up with someone at the end, though?
I thought she did. I thought she had a turn.
I think
but
she
maybe
gets
not.
Killed at the end.
Oh, does she die?
I think so.
Okay. Mm. I tried to rewatch it, but it was not available. Easy for streaming.
It's hard to find.
What is Cousin It? Is he just hair?
He's an it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mean like if you took the hair off, is there anything underneath?
Yeah.
He can talk, so there has to be.
Right.
Hair doesn't talk.
I mean, he can talk, but he's...
I think... So here's what I'm picturing.
Yeah.
Like a pair of feet...
Uh-huh.
Connected to a spine.
Right.
Connected to a skull. And just covered in skin and hair. That's my guess.
Kelly's looking at her
but
phone
some
and
kind of
gasping
mouth.
Over here.
Find, like,
well, there's like a picture of Cousin It showing its face.
I mean,
from the TV show?
Yeah, from the old TV show. So it's like ghoulish underneath, I guess. It's just a lot of hair.
Are you sure that's not just
that
like
might be behind
that's
a guy?
That's a man in a costume,
I mean,
right?
He does have a lot of face makeup on.
That's the problem. He has so much face makeup for
he's
behind
wearing a
the
ton
scenes.
Of like under eye.
But
makeup.
That's so he can like peek out, right, and like through the hair, and
but
we won't
why...
see the space around his eyes.
Well, but his like, I mean, it's hard to tell because it's black and white,
right?
I'm curious to see what color his little cheeks are, because if they're just skin color, then whatever. But like, if they're like a specific color that's chosen. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's part of the costume. Colin's investigating.
You got to get deep.
I was just looking to see if it had if it said anything like BTS on that photo. But
yeah.
Are there any other relationships in the Addams Family universe that we like? Who are those? Who are the twins that are like?
The ones that Fester and Gomez were both like courting in high school.
Yeah.
The Siamese twins.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 I don't recall their name.
I don't recall their names either.
You ship them with someone?
No, I'm just, I mean, if Gomez and Fester, like, were dating them together, like, I think that's fun.
Oh, I think it's gross.
Well,
you guys,
I think it led to a lot of drama because Gomez.
No?
No, I don't like that because it's too many layers of incest, I think. In our idea that Gomez is...
Fester's brother. Right.
Because then it's brothers dating two sisters that are never apart.
They never get a break.
Yeah. And it's like you're just always around your... It's like a family.
It would be too much.
It's just family on family. And it's less forbidden, which is, I think, the thing that makes incest hot. Mm. It's like, oh, scary.
Didn't Gomez steal the one from Fester and that's what led to their falling out in
Stole
the canon
both
of the movie anyway? Yeah, I think like, Gomez, a bit of a cad as a young man, just decided he wanted the other sister one day.
And despite his brother, because his brother was older and going to inherit the...
Right.
Everything. But it's also... Flora and Fauna were their names.
That's great.
That's
cute. But like conjoined twins... We don't have to get too deep on this, but conjoined twins, like they've gotten married.
Yeah.
That happens.
So you just have to kind of... I guess, being around the other person all the time.
Yeah,
and I think that they deserve love and they deserve...
Of course.
So I don't want to be... Actually, I was so dismissive of it before. I just... The brother on sister thing...
That's the thing that bugs me, is that it's two brothers and two sisters together all the time. Yeah. Mm. Like that, I don't like that it's... I think if you take out Uncle Fester or Gomez, it's better.
Yeah.
It's fine. But if you throw in the brother, I don't know.
Well, and you can't have relationships with both people, both Flora and Fauna. I mean, you can, but I feel like
different
that's a
kind
tough...
of relationships.
Yeah. It's because they're always, you never.
Yeah, that's a complicated relationship.
That's a complicated relationship. Can you imagine if you, I guess this is a hot take, but if you fell in love with someone and they had a conjoined twin that you didn't like that much?
That like you liked okay, but you just didn't like that much?
Yeah, but they.
I think you pretty much always like them, right? Like, don't you? Because
you just
like,
make yourself?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you get mad and you get in fights sometimes, but like. I don't know. I feel like most twins like each other a lot. That's probably a broad stroke.
Yeah.
But these are twins who never get a break from
each other. You can't just go into another room and just be like.
I feel like they probably bicker, right? Like they're
probably.
Never
like
get a break.
Like any sibling.
Yeah.
Like,
but
like
siblings
anyone you spend literally all of your time with.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah, yeah.
Anytime you are conscious, you're together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Even when you're unconscious, you're together.
Well, yeah, but when you're unconscious, you're not. You probably dream of being apart.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
If I was around someone all the time, I would dream of some quiet time. Some not them time. But yeah, I don't think I ship anyone else. Certainly not as strongly.
No.
Family.
I mean, they're OTP level. Gomez and Morticia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could convince me of like a Wednesday as an adult, like... crossover ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I want happiness for her, but she's a child.
Yeah. And I mean, I really, you know, my vacation ship thing, I really, really love Adam's Family Values.
Yeah.
Her little camp friend.
Yeah.
Who just like, oh, he falls for her so hard. And she's just like, you know, the aloof goth hipster.
Yeah.
What if it's like they grow up and it's like, okay. I guess this is kind of an AU.
Uh-oh.
They're in college, and then who is Wednesday's college roommate? Future Harmony.
Okay.
That girl. Maybe they have to be forced to... I don't remember her name. She's Harmony and
Amanda
Buffy.
Amanda Buckman.
Yeah, that girl.
It took me a second.
TBH.
Yeah.
To be harmony.
Like, they have to be roommates.
Oh, my God.
And then it's
but they're, like, opposites.
What's going to happen?
They have a total Rory Paris thing going
they
on,
do.
To be
totally.
Honest.
And a lot of people ship Rory and Paris.
Yeah, I can see that.
I know.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Well, Colin, do we have any questions from Twitter?
Absolutely, we do.
If you would like to have your questions read and answered on this show, you can tweet at us at shippledips, that's shipple like nipple and dips like nips, or you can email us at shippledipshow@gmail.com.
So this question comes from Hot Girl Midsummer at
nice.
Marty.
It's a really good name.
At Marty R's daughter.
Martyr's daughter, probably.
Oh, Martyr's daughter. Okay.
If your dad's Marty R, hello, Marty.
It's Marty _ capital R _ S. No, it's probably Martyr's. Shipple Dips, hi. I did have a question that is related, colon. I'm not sure related to what, but...
Great.
This is probably like a timely thing, and we didn't get to it quick
enough.
Hey,
you know what? It's fine. Time is a construct.
Yeah, absolutely.
Time is a circle.
But the subtitle to the rest of the suite. How do you tell if a friendship can grow into something romantic, or if it should just remain friends, especially if it's early on in the acquaintance?
Oh, my gosh. Stressful.
It's stressful. I think if you think it could be more... make your move early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't wait to be like, is it? I say try. Cause you
like take the shot.
Take the shot because I think that especially early in a friendship,
you can ditch the friendship.
You can ditch. No, but early
but you're
in,
enjoying the friendship.
You can take the shot, take a second, and then I think your friendship can live.
Yeah.
But if you wait 6 months.
Yeah.
And it isn't like, I guess I'm thinking of failure. Success is good all the time.
Yeah.
Failure is better to fail early because
yes.
I think you can recover. If you wait too long and the other person is not thinking that and you shoot your shot, then everything.
No, because then they're like, oh, this whole time you've been thinking about it in this way and I've not been thinking about it.
And then you start to it screws
but
things up.
There is a point after which that is nullified too, that like enough time has passed that you've been friends for a lot. Like I think there totally is that like medium range where you've been friends for, several months and then you try to make your move where it does feel like maybe this has all been like a ploy to get with them.
But maybe
if you've been friends for years...
Has something changed in the past year that
did you go to France and come back? Like what happened?
Maybe, maybe you went to France and came back.
So you went to France and then they're like, oh my God, I realize now that they're gone that I love them.
Well, I think also especially earlier in life,
when you're changing faster.
Yeah. In high school, college, right out of college.
Okay.
First of all, that's a wild period for everyone, romantically speaking, right?
Yeah.
That,
things are happening.
None of the rules apply to anyone.
Yeah. But, what if you're, in your 30s and you have a podcast that you do with your friends every week?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And the window is closing because you're getting married in this month.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.